Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Well, we got a special treat for you today. We got CJ in my studio help with this podcast, and we are now a couple days out from Thanksgiving. Well, one day anyway. And how did you feel about Turkey Day?
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody in Cyberland. What a great Thanksgiving. I hope you had all the turkey and stuffing you can have to fill your guts and your groin and sit on the toilet now, watch it go out the other end. Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Now time to go shopping and then come home and eat more turkey.
I got this thing on Facebook. They show on Thanksgiving you're supposed to give thanks for what you're thankful for and be all nice and all that. And then Friday, people start trampling over each other to get the best holiday deals at all these box stores.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Now get out of my way so I can get over to the toy department and get my favorite toy for Christmas. I'll beat you over the head with this bat.
I need the latest PlayStation or whatever the newest video game is or whatever, so
I will X you out for that Xbox.
Yeah, some years people have gotten killed getting stampeded over at some of these stores on Black Friday.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Now, I try to stay away from the stores after Thanksgiving if I absolutely have to.
Now I'll give the weather report. We got our first significant snowfall over the week. And you're lucky you made it down.
Yeah, I just hope I can make it back now. Made it down here and here for a few days, headed into Iowa, then turn around and go back. Who knows? It's upper Midwest, winter time now, so who knows?
And with the first significant snowfall.
I thought you were going to say phone fall.
Phone fall. We have a annual snow sculpting contest at a local park here, and I win a $500 gift certificate from adamandeve.com for their favorite toy of their choice. Who can erect the most beautiful erect the most beautiful snow penis of them all? I've seen some on some video shows, and
I think you meant construct, didn't you?
Construct. No, they're erecting them. It'll be interesting to see who wins this year, but I have seen some on Ridiculousness, if you watch that on MTV, one of those video shows where people have erected snow penises, and the neighbors get a little upset. They come over and want them to destroy it. And I'm like, it's a work of art. They're trying to stifle their neighbor's artistic creativity. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure I'd want one next to my house, but
that would be funny if the whole like block would do some, in the snow, in front of every house.
Mommy, Daddy, that's a funny-looking snowman.
I don't know how Christmas lights would look wrapped around each one, but I did take a picture of at Halloween, one of the houses, a house right next to a Lutheran church. Coincidentally, it had a skeleton that was trying to get out of the earth and a headstone there, and it had a bunch of creepy-looking headstones in the yard. Pretty cool. So I snapped some pictures and I posted one on Twitter where I said that this guy was trying to celebrate Halloween just like everyone else. And I said, when this guy gets out of the ground, we're going to Walmart to buy him a Halloween costume. We went there and none of them were his size. And I actually got a laughing emoji from Walmart. I guess when you type in Walmart at Twitter, their bot picks it out and somebody reads it, I guess. I don't know what, but
interesting, interesting.
On one of the pics, I put little red eyes and eye sockets and stuff like that. And it was a pretty neat display for Halloween. Some people go out all out for Halloween.
I went to something here for the first time with my family, and we went to a trunk or treat, and it was at a church, and people take their trunks of their vehicles and decorate it all up for Halloween, and then they have, you know, they hand out candy from their trunks, and a lot of people there, and they had this one trailer. Somebody actually decorated it. It was a construction trailer that they pull with their vehicle, and they decorated the inside up all, you know, all Halloween stuff, and you could walk through it, and that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, kids, if you have seen a parking lot filled with cargo vans of guys handing out candy bars, do not go to this.
No, that's probably not advisable, but, you know, this is sponsored by a church, so that's probably...
Oh, yeah.
That's probably, you know, a little bit more trustworthy, but yeah. I wouldn't go to somebody's vehicle parked in a driveway someplace.
No.
Especially if they're dressed like a clown.
Yeah, there's some evil clowns out there. Right now, we have a weird story. How would you be interested in doing this? People say they can't stop us, but people are having sex with 3D avatars of their exes and celebrities.
Ooh. Kiss me, you fool.
A community of 3D graphics hobbyists are making and selling avatars of real people in order to fulfill their sexual fantasies, and there's little anyone can do to stop them. You can buy a belly button online. It can be in any Audi twisted to the left or right and placed on a virtual body. You can also buy a variety of penises, pubic hair, breasts, and tongues, all of which can be tweaked to look however you want. Cobble these together, use a photograph to algorithmically generate a person's face, and you might be able to make a 3D avatar of someone who is walking around in real life. Import them into another program, and you can have sex with them in virtual reality without that person ever giving consent. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm just going to ask, are you going to have one done of yourself?
Maybe if I put my face on George Clooney's 20-year-old body or Brad Pitt's 20-year-old body. I don't know. On forums like Reddit, marketplaces like Patreon, and on standalone websites, communities of anonymous users are making, selling, and getting off to the computer-generated likenesses of celebrities and other real people. The 3D models that emerge from these communities can be articulated into any position, animated, modified, and interacted with in real time, and manipulated in ways that defy the constraints of physical reality.
See, you're a podcast celebrity. I bet they could do one of you.
Yeah, podcast celebrity. Maybe I'll call myself that if I ever get better ratings than Joe Rogan or Mark Maron. Or ever get the advertising dollars that they do. Today, the results are mostly crude, unlike the most sophisticated deepfake videos traded online. No one is going to mistake any of the 3D models, motherboards, has been seen during our reporting for actual images of a real person. But the technology to create photorealistic 3D models of real people is rapidly approaching, and it's easier for the average user to access these tools and programs. Some software that already is available automates much of the process for creating the 3D likenesses of real people. Rendering a realistic human is a process which historically required the specialized technical knowledge of teams of artists in game and special effects studios. Those studios traditionally have to obtain the rights to use someone's likeness before rendering them. But many hobbyists seemingly make avatars of anyone with or without their consent. I use it to fulfill my sexual fantasies or replicate sexual encounters with my ex-girlfriends. Oh my God. I'm sure they would be happy to hear that one. One user commented on a subreddit dedicated to creating 3D adult content with a Vertimate, also known as VAM software, for creating adult VR games and simulations. The user was specifically talking about Photo2VAM, a program that uses a photograph of a real person's face to automatically generate a 3D model with the same face, which can then be used in VR. Photo2VAM, F-O-T-O-2-V-A-M, has enabled me to literally feel like I'm there again. Getting a hand job, foot job from my ex looking at me with a smile, or having another ex ride me on the floor in reverse cowgirl in front of a mirror, the possibilities are endless, the user said. How many guys would want their ex around? I mean,
that's just too weird.
You'd think you'd want to get them out of your mind as soon as possible, but especially if it's a real bad breakup. Another user on the same thread said that they also use Photo2VAM to render ex-girlfriends performing sexual acts. They wrote that some 3D models turn out better than others, depending on how many quality photographs of the person they can work with. From now on, we need to make sure we ask girlfriends to pose for a few different angles with a blank expression and flat lighting for a few photos, and then import them into VAM. They said, oh, and I find it amusing to alter reality and give them boob implants, etc. Another user explained that they previously created adult content using DAZ 3D software for creating 3D models of people that is popular with hobbyists because it's free. But that VAM has fulfilled their dream of interacting with that content in virtual reality. They explained that they recreate real people using a combination of well-known commercial or free software like Photoshop, DAZ3D, the digital sculpting tool ZBrush, and FaceGen, software similar to Photo2VAM, which also generates 3D faces using photographs. Those tools aren't secret. They're widely used for creating video games, special effects, and movies, and other non-pornographic content. My biggest wish for the future is to get even more photorealistic girls. Better hair creation, better clothes, shaders. Shaders. Huh. There are a lot of things to make it even better, that user said. I want to say thank you to Meshed VR, the creator of VAM, for this. On a Discord channel dedicated to VAM, one user explained that there's nothing people can do to stop VAM creators from making adult content using their likeness, especially public figures. Maybe some guys take Donald Trump's face and slap it on some woman's face.
It just sounds all too complicated.
Yeah.
Sounds like an awful lot of work.
Yes, it does. Everyone whacks them all off to everyone. It's human nature. You can't stop it unless you just stay off the grid and never go anywhere or show anywhere and nobody knows you even exist. It's our world and freedom. They can't stop us from jacking off. Nobody can. They can merely choose extreme privacy, that user said. None of the users posting publicly about making real people replied to our request for comment, but some deleted their posts after we contacted them. And I'll give kind of an example of some 3D rendering there.
That's kind of scary. It's like half a hand.
Yeah, half a hand. Well, it isn't something else yet. I guess that's what they could show. An example of interactive Vertimate experience using a generic model from one of the more prolific creators in the community. You know, we get to see it. It's kind of like a 3D cartoonish type video, but... There's nothing inherently wrong with 3D rendering porn. People have been using computer graphics to create adult content for decades. Second Life still has a large community focused on adult content, and video game assets are often modified to create porn, sometimes featuring the likenesses of real actors. Sites like Pornhub are filled with 3D rendered porn videos. Yeah, I don't know. Someday you might see something like Jennifer Aniston or Kate Beckinsale on somebody's body.
Yeah, like I say, it sounds like it's way too much work. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, for 20 to 30 minutes of fun or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it seems like a lot of work. I suppose you put on those VR... Put your phone on some of those VR glasses or face things that you put on over your head to watch it, whatever, instead of just running it on a screen. But a VAM and the community around it, including 7,600 members of its active subreddit, are different because they make it relatively trivial to create a 3D model that looks like someone who exists in the real world and share it with others. Users can use these 3D models to create still images and animated videos or have sex with them using a VR headset, yeah, and a connected sex toy like the Fleshlight launch, which automatically strokes the penis in sync with action on the screen. The communities that are currently trading in these 3D models prove that there is an audience for this type of customizable adult content, a creator class that is willing to do the work to provide it and an online infrastructure for both creators and bigger corporations like Patreon, Reddit, and Daz, which already profit from it. There are many ways for a person to get custom 3D rendered porn, according to a community wiki. The free version of VAM gives users access to a single scene and model whose body they can modify with a series of sliders and position by manipulating different body parts in real time. Users who contribute to the VAM Patreon get more interactive and customization features in VAM, like the ability to download scenes made by other creators in the community, customizing hair and clothing, and manually undress models by pulling the clothes off with your in-game hands. Oh my, that's interesting. She's got some nice-looking girls there that looks like she has quite the tattoo on each of them. But let's move on here. The VAM Community Wiki also instructs users how to create faces using reference photos, create their own animations, import foam models or individual body parts created by other users. For example, the wiki instructs users how to give a 3D model a realistic vagina by downloading one from Renderotica, a community and marketplace for 3D rendered porn. In 3D modeling, this item is called a morph, which broadly refers to a method for changing the shape of 3D models. A list of compatible morphs in the wiki includes 8 orgasm expression morphs, a large balls morph, and the cherry on top of your blowjob collection. Introducing a brand new set of lip morphs, users can import existing compatible 3D models created with DAZ3D into VAM. Non-consensual use of the people's likenesses is a controversial topic in 3D rendered porn communities. There are requests from some people in the forums that go along the lines, "Hey, if I give you a picture of my wife or girlfriend, can you make a model look like her?" A creator named Davos told Motherboard, "Davos sells extreme fetish accessories and scenes on Renderotica. It's a site where creators like Davos sell adult comics created with 3D models or 3D body parts that can be modified DAZ3D models. Nobody wants to be responsible for somebody doing something hateful or vengeful on a real person," Davos said. "My personal take is it's okay if you change the name and are willing to take a risk of possibly being told to stop by a nasty letter from a corporate lawyer." Well, the story goes on and on and on that. I could take up a whole hour on that, but that's the gist of it. I don't know how many celebrities would take this.
Probably wouldn't like it. I don't think I'd like it.
No. That's like, yeah, you think if you're wanting to break up with your ex, why would you want a 3D model of her? It's like try to go after another living girlfriend or whatever. But that's how that story goes. Let's see. Oh, Motherboard has found dozens of 3D models of celebrities, including Amelia Clark, Natalie Portman, Emma Watson, and Nicki Minaj, most under nicknames per the rules. The celebrities are recognizable on site, and sometimes their fake names alluded to their real name, or their identity is referred to in user comments. Most all of the 3D models we saw were of women, but we spotted at least 2 3D models of men: Joaquin Phoenix and Chris Pratt. Oh my God. I don't think Emma Watson, being the real feminist, would really like that at all. She probably starts out saying it's a Leviosa. It's not Leviosa. I don't know, like the old Harry Potter movie. But that's how that goes. If you're into that, it does seem like it would be a lot of work.
Yep, interesting, but no, I could see some positive uses for it, but, you know, for it'd be too much work just for something like that.
Well, I understand you have some stories that you'd like to bring up.
Yeah, let's do a complete turnaround from this. And, of course, we just had Thanksgiving, and I got a Thanksgiving story for you. Of course, we have heard about, for years and years, the president pardoning turkeys. And this year, President Trump pardoned two different turkeys. And they were, yeah, I'll just get into the story here. President Trump says, Butter, I hereby grant you full and complete pardon, President Trump said, continuing the tradition and addressing of a turkey named Butter, full and complete. Trump said Butter's companion, whose name is Bread, will also be spared. So kind of interesting there. And this article that I'm reading shows a picture of Bread and Butter at the... let's see if I can find a place here. The Willard Intercontinental Hotel in Washington, D.C. Shows them on one of the beds there ahead of the Tuesday's pardoning. So turkeys in a fancy hotel in Washington, D.C. on this bed, as if they really know what's going on.
Well, they took those turkeys to the local Safeway, and they saw their... brothers and sisters in the store that were packaged up and started crying.
Yeah, profusely, and they started going crazy, and, you know, they had to get them out of the store right away before they, you know, killed each other, and then they would have been turkey dinners anyway.
Yeah, if you're only going to pardon two, I mean, how many were slaughtered to make people fat and happy on Thanksgiving. You know?
Bread and Butter. That was the names of the turkeys this year.
Bread and Butter.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I guess you can pardon anything. I don't know if there's a tradition that I don't know that the president should be. I don't know. It just seems kind of silly for that, but. I guess it's tradition, so.
Yeah, the article talks a little bit about the early history of it, but kind of interesting. But like I say, it's senseless at the same time, so.
But the turkey I had was delicious, so it wasn't one of those that were pardoned.
Well, that's good. I mean, if it was pardoned, you wouldn't be eating it, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a butterball or not, or one of those with the pop-out timer thing or not, but...
Yep, well, we had Thanksgiving a week early due to some plans for Thanksgiving Day, and then spent Thanksgiving Day at one of my friend's house, and he had ham, so that's how our Thanksgivings went.
Yep, but I think we're probably gonna... I don't know what we're gonna do for... Christmas yet. I'll think of something, but with the holiday weather that's being iffy, our plans kind of changed, so we didn't get to go where we were supposed to go for Thanksgiving, so that kind of sucked, but turned out okay. We got our Thanksgiving meal and stuff over here at the local Lutheran church, so that was good. Hopefully everyone of my listeners had a safe and festive Thanksgiving holiday.
Talking about safe and festive, you didn't get sick from the turkey you ate, did you?
No, no.
Well, apparently the city of Angels, L.A., apparently a homeless man got sick. And he dumped a bucket of hot diarrhea on a Los Angeles woman near the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It was an unprovoked attack. It left her with PTSD, she said earlier. Heidi Van Tassel said she was about to drive home from a Thai restaurant near the famed tourist area when the alleged assailant, Jerry Blessings, get that, he blessed somebody else. He dragged her out of her vehicle, then he pulled her into the middle of the street where he dumped a bucket of feces over her head. It was diarrhea, hot liquid, Van Tessel reported. I was soaked and it was coming off my eyelashes and into my eyes. Referring, a good place for a sound effect. Referring to the amount of feces used in the attack, paramedics who treated her said that it looked like the man was saving it up for a month. Blessings, who is described as a transient who suffers from mental illness, was sent by a judge to a residential facility for people with mental health issues.
So he didn't have that at a homeless Thanksgiving dinner deal. It was kind of just saved up.
It says it was saved up, but you never know. She said it was warm, so, he probably had it recently. Probably got it from a shelter and saved it up. And there's somebody. I'll pull them out of their vehicle and dump it on their head.
Yeah, pulling it out of a vehicle. I probably could have brought him up on some charges, but that's just, I think I would take at least a 2-month shower after that.
Yeah, I don't know. This world's just gone to crap.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wonder if any of it got on any Hollywood stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I don't know. It doesn't say. He pulled her into the middle of the street, so probably not.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's exceedingly gross. Not a good prank to pull on people to dump that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Now, if they did it with, Nutella, you can't really. I have seen a prank with somebody stuck his fingers in that Nutella, that peanut butter. It looks like crap.
I've actually had some of it.
And some guy put some on his fingers and asked the guy next to him if he could borrow some toilet paper. And he made sure he rubbed his fingers on it.
Gross.
What people do for pranks these days.
Yep, for sure. I love pulling pranks, but, there's some that I just won't do. That being one of them.
Well, let's now move on from that crappy story to another one. CJ has another story for this infotainment podcast.
Randy, did you eat too much for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did.
I did too. And, they say that exercise is good after Thanksgiving. We even continue to eat after Thanksgiving, but they say, exercise is good, but I don't know. I've got a story here that says too much exercise will kill you. Sometimes people die for a reason. Some people just get sick and die for no reason at all. Then there are the people who get run over while doing push-ups, naked, in the street. This is true. The unfortunate fitness enthusiast was 43-year-old James Earl Hunter of Oregon. Portland police were called to a report of a man running naked in traffic at 4 a.m. As officers responded, a second report came in that the naked man was doing push-ups in the street.
In Oregon, I did a show called The Joys of Nudity in Oregon. In some areas of the state, it is okay to be nude, but I think in Portland and the major cities have tightened those rules up.
Yeah, and I don't think doing push-ups in the middle of the street would be real good.
No.
You're going to lose more than just weight if you're doing that. And apparently for this guy, that's exactly what happened. A third reported that he had been struck by a vehicle. Well, there you go.
Must have been a major, it wasn't no side street, or maybe he thought it was a street that nobody was going to be on. But yeah, doing that in the street, maybe go to the gym. I don't know if they allow you to be naked there, but.
Yeah, I have no idea, but Officers and emergency medical workers found the man deceased, according to the Portland Police Bureau. The driver of the vehicle that struck the man remained at the scene and was cooperative. The driver was not impaired by alcohol or drugs, according to the police, but he is very shaken up by seeing a naked man doing push-ups in the street and then hitting him.
Also, he saw him before he actually, probably not enough reaction time to stop before he got hit the guy, but.
Oh, speed bump.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But not a good way to lose weight, and I can't imagine it being warm enough to be running around naked anyway in Portland this time of year.
Yeah, really. I don't get that. But we were watching Ridiculousness last night, and I think it was it Oregon? But there was a naked guy just running down the street, and people were yelling at him, "Hey, where are your clothes?" And he goes, "Oh, I had no choice." And he just kept running naked.
Crazy.
Maybe his ex-girlfriend stole all his clothes or something. Hopefully she didn't get his wallet so he can buy some new ones.
Yep, I don't know. It would be pretty desperate to be running around without any clothes at all. I'd like to hear what his real story was.
Yeah, in Oregon, I guess, for the most part, I guess you have to be pretty much in the middle of nowhere to be naked. And, you know, if nobody's bothered by it and you're not bothering anybody, you can go naked out in the middle of nowhere, hiking or whatever, as long as the bugs aren't too bad. I know you were out there. I don't know what the bug situation is for that kind of state.
Yeah, it wasn't much where I was at. I was in a town, though, that I was told you could run around naked in, but you had to be, I forget how many feet away or miles away from schools and stuff like that. But the whole time I was there, I never saw anything like that.
I figure if you're on private property, unless there is a town ordinance or whatever, you, like if you wanted to barbecue on your back deck naked, you know, I wouldn't see a problem with that. Unless you live in, like, where there are a bunch of houses in the back and a bunch of kids playing outside, I wouldn't do that. But maybe like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock or whatever, when they're done and they wanted to be outside naked,
Yep. I got another story here since we're on the topic of nakedness, and this just happened to pop up, a story about something that happened just down the road here in Iowa. A Cuna family is upset that a naked drunken man who has allegedly pooped on their carpet and flooded their kitchen was only cited with two misdemeanors but not arrested. The Gillespies woke up to a naked man walking around in their bedroom early on Sunday morning, but he quickly sprinted off into another room. My husband grabs a gun because we have no idea who this guy is, Trisha Gillespie told local news. He's like, "Get out of my house now," but the guy wouldn't leave. So he puts a gun to his head and says, "Get out." The suspect, Matthew Combs, left the home after 911 was called, but he was still milling around outside when police arrived. Then everybody saw that the 25-year-old allegedly did downstairs. They saw what he did downstairs. He took the sink sprayer out, and this drawer was in there. He put it in the drawer, turned it on full blast hot water, and it filled the entire drawer full. "It flooded my entire kitchen," Gillespie said.
Mm.
"He craps on my floor, and he must have been playing in it because he streaked it down the sides of my walls. The stains are gone finally, thank goodness." Instead of being arrested, Combs was cited with two misdemeanors. The Cuna police, and I'll have to look at a map. I don't know where that's at. Have you ever heard of Cuna? K-U-N-A, Iowa?
No, I have not. I wouldn't know where that's at.
The Kuna police have since admitted that the responding officer probably should have arrested Combs, and it's possible that Ada County prosecutors could charge him with a felony count of malicious injury to property.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought maybe when the guy had the gun pointed at his head, that's when he took the dump, but...
Yeah, you would think.
But, yeah, that's a weird story.
Yep, and one that's not just overseas. It's actually just, you know, across the border here a few miles.
Yeah, you'd think that'd be a story from Florida, as many weird stories as we had from Florida. There's no explanation as to why the guy was naked either, huh?
No, it doesn't indicate anything. It just said he was drunken, so that's probably...
Why. It had a lot to do with it.
A naked drunken man who allegedly pooped on the carpet and flooded the kitchen. Okay.
Maybe there wasn't enough women to leave with at the closing time at the bar or whatever. I said get naked.
Yep, I don't know. Just pretty wild and crazy in Iowa.
Hopefully this will get me more Iowa listeners.
Yeah. Hey, Iowa, tune in. See what's happening in your great state.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just bizarre what people will do. But maybe that'll promote the... I don't know. You know, that brings me to the question. I don't understand why the state of Nevada is the only state that can allow prostitution, because we're legalizing pot in a lot of states, and I don't, you know, it'd take a lot of the human trafficking out of it and stuff like that. You know, it's not for everyone, and I wouldn't want one located near a school or church or nothing like that, but out in the middle of nowhere, and a woman wants to work there, you know, to make a lot of money quickly. You know, I don't get why that can't be legalized in other states as well. I have inquired at one of the bunny ranches before, and they did get back to me, and, well, they emailed me, and they went down the whole litany of rules of what they can and cannot say in an email to other states as far as prices go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would choose to go to one of those places, but I don't know. Just seems way too risky.
Yeah. It'd be more safe than going to like a streetwalker or whatever. You know, it's safe sex, I'm sure, as safe as it can be. Nothing's 100% sure, but I know they'd be tested every few months and stuff like that. But it's funny how some places can make it work and others cannot. And I don't know, maybe it's just a little less conservative in Nevada.
Well, in Minnesota, we're, you know, we live in a very open state, a very liberal state, so I'm surprised they don't have stuff like that around here.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know why, you know, we can have strip clubs where they do that, swing around on the poles, but we can't have legalized prostitution. But, well, enough about that. Kind of a side topic. But, oh well. Well, are you ready for the holidays? I've read some stuff where people are upset about people even asking them that question. They say, I'm basting my ham right now for Christmas, you know. And people that put up Christmas decorations right after Halloween and stuff like that. It's like, let's not rush things, you know. I didn't start celebrating Thanksgiving till Thanksgiving Day, really.
They rush the holiday so much, it's just crazy, you know. Seems right at Halloween, they're putting up, you know, Christmas things, and it's just crazy how they push everything.
Well, we both had just had our first experience, well, at least my first experience with dealing with the Black Friday crowds at Walmart. And yesterday it was being thankful for everything we got, and then today we saw people stomped on and lying in the aisles, and there were ambulances there and carting people off and the stuff. So it was kind of a grim sight, and stuff was picked over, and
yeah, there's definitely a lot of people there. You couldn't get up to get help from people for information on product and that, because it was just too many people there. I try to stay away from the stores typically on the day after.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how people act on Black Friday. I don't know why it originally was called Black Friday. It sounds so ominous. Things would go bad on Black Friday.
Maybe it's because there are so many people hurt and killed, they just called it Black on Black Friday. People trying to get products and bud in line and all that takes place, you know.
Yeah, I've seen some videos of, you know, where people have been killed, and it's just amazing, you know, when they open the doors, people just trying to jam themselves in there right away.
Yep, try to stay away from there. I have more fun just watching the news and hearing about the stories and stuff rather than going out there and experiencing it myself.
Yeah, I was looking at upgrading my cell phone, and there's so many of them now that it's kind of like hard to know. And I'm trying to keep my same carrier, and oh well, if you switch to this Verizon, your bill would go up about tripling your bill, and I don't know. It's just my phone now, it still works. Maybe I'll just use it till it dies.
Yeah, sometimes that's the best thing to do.
I have thought about hooking a cheap smartphone up to this and having it record during certain hours, and people could call in and leave a comment or question or whatever, and then I'd play it and respond to it in the next podcast. We'll see if I end up doing that. That would be an interesting feature.
That'd be interesting to hear what other people have to say. I think you should do it.
It would be limited to single available attractive women, but no, I just kidding about that. But that would be nice. I might do that. I have an old flip phone, but it doesn't have the right connection for hooking it into this board here.
Yeah, there's got to be a way of doing it. Be an interesting story.
Well, actually, it's not a flip phone. It's a LG kind of slides up in. It's not a Sidekick, but it's an old one. But at one time, I had both these phones running because there were some dead spots when I drove to work. That's the way it goes. I might wait till the Samsung S11 comes out and see what that offers. But I'm sure that one will be a premium price at the beginning.
Yeah, you might be just better off getting the current new one and wait. You know, I'm sure there's not going to be a lot of difference between the current new one and the newest one coming out. So might be better off just waiting.
now when they talk about smartphone, you almost just, they could just say smart cameras. You never, all the, any improvement they make to the phone, it's all about the camera. You just say smart camera. People seem to forget that you can actually talk to people on their smartphone. You know that, or I don't understand with the texting stuff. Why don't they just hit the microphone and do it that way, you know, instead of trying to tap the keyboard while you're driving? But the microphone is not always the most accurate either, I guess. I've kind of messed up on that. You got to kind of speak like a computer to get it to register the words correctly.
Yep. Overall, I haven't really had too much trouble with the phones. It's been, if anything, like you said, the cameras is where I've really noticed the difference in quality. And the new ones coming out are putting out some fantastic photos.
Yes, they are. And even my Samsung 7 has got a very decent camera on it. So I usually watch the videos on YouTube and all the people, the influencers that always get their stuff. Well, not always, but a lot of these people don't even buy the stuff. They get shipped stuff to review, so, and they don't have to pay for it. I assume they have to send it back if they don't keep it, but maybe they don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. It'd be kind of nice to be one of those tester people, though.
Yeah, it would be. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we can get some people to send us some free stuff, and then we can just review it.
There you go. Free electronics. That's what we like to test out.
Yeah. So anybody, Samsung, Apple, get your gear ready, and email me at randyms12@gmail.com, and you can, I'll let you know where you can send all your stuff, and we'll review it for you. I'm not saying we're always going to be positive about everything, but, you know, if you let us have it for free, I'd give a fair and honest review of it. So, but without doing a video show, most of those are on YouTube, so might not be the most up-to-date mode to do a product review on this program. Well, I think it's time to call Red Alert and warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. I would like to say thank you for listening. For everyone around the globe, you can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster and check out my infotainment Facebook page. I would like to wish you a pleasant evening tonight and also a happy ending. Bye-bye, folks.